This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. 3 years after the completion of the Georgia Mountain Wind Project in Franklin County, a proposal for a new wind development in Swanton has reignited the debate over turbines on Vermont's ridgelines. VPR's Melody Baudette reports.
Travis Belisle was developing a 9-lot subdivision in Swanton when one of the subcontractors suggested he measure the wind on the adjacent 250-acre ridgeline, which Belisle also owned. He immediately liked the idea.
It's got a network of roads on it, and we use it for sugaring and logging. What's wrong with taking the next step and being more efficient than we're being now, harnessing the natural wind that's provided to us with no emissions, harnessing it and using it to power 7,800 homes? There's a benefit to everyone.
In addition to hiring a consulting team, Belisle and his wife Ashley have spent time visiting other wind operations. Their Swanton Wind project could include 7 turbines up to 500 feet tall. So Ashley says she wanted to be sure she could live near it. The ridgeline is in the Belisle's backyard.
I've been up to neighbors of Georgia Mountain and have sat and spoken with them and, you know, people that don't have a problem living next to them.
But after holding a meeting with their neighbors in June, some, including Christine Lang, have become concerned about the scale of the project.
So more than Georgia, bigger and closer to our houses. So I'm like, feels concerning.
Neighbors in the development bought their properties from Travis Belisle or his father. In the development agreement, they were informed of the possibility of a sugaring operation, quarry, or, quote, electrical generation wind farm. Lang said she feels misled about what that meant.
And we were like, well, what does that mean? Oh, it's just going to be a small net metering project. You'll never see it. You'll never hear it.
I'm not arguing that, Ricky, but I'm saying...
Put the application in. They put the turbines up there. You're never going to get rid of them, Jeff. You're never going to get rid of them.
Opponents of the project took their case to a recent planning commission meeting in Swanton. They urged a rewrite of the town plan to include specific language on wind farm siting. Planners expressed frustration that they were told of this project at the 11th hour of their town plan rewrite. Annette Smith of Vermonters for a Clean Environment told the commission that while the Public Service Board controls whether the wind farm will be built, towns do have a voice in their plan.
When an application is filed, it cherry-picks the language from your town plan that supports the proposal. So if your town plan says we support renewable energy, that's going to show up in the developer's application and that's going to be used. And if you don't have any other language in there that addresses any of the issues, then you are being silent on those issues.
Would you like to live beside them? And then on top of that, would you like to have a reduction in the value of your property?
Correct.
Vote yes or no, dear.
Others at the meeting expressed frustration at the Public Service Board process, saying it doesn't give a voice to nearby property owners and is confusing and expensive for citizens to navigate. Project neighbor Rick Doe said residents should have been informed of the project in 2011 when Belisle put up a wind measurement tower without a certificate of public good. The State Public Service Board has opened an investigation into that case. When asked about the measurement tower, Belisle gave a prepared statement saying he'll provide more relevant information to the board next week. And Belisle says he has faith in the Public Service Board process.
They're there to protect the public. So I don't necessarily agree that it should be anyone but the Public Service Board, whereas none of these projects would probably be approved at that point. If it is left up to people that are not properly informed or properly educated that didn't like it prior to, during, or after, then the clean energy future for the state of Vermont is going to go down the tubes.
Belisle says he'll formally file for the project soon. He hopes Swanton Wind will begin construction in 2016. For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette.